Okay, so when I think about the DNA or the genomic genomic basis for life, the molecular basis for life, it's incredibly complex. And the fact that it is a code that seems to be universal for all life, and to function with such breadth of diversity is truly astounding. And that all of the things that actually contribute to the variety of cellular physiologies, whether you're talking about a bacteria or you're talking about a human cell, that the basis for all of that life is possible because of the code in DNA, and the way that code gets translated into RNA and gets translated into proteins is amazing. And we're now learning that it's not just the DNA itself, but it's the transcripts that come off of it that have many different layers of complexity on top of the genome, something called epigenetic factors. And so we don't just have proteins that come from DNA that codes for proteins, but we have many other regulatory molecules inside the cell that, again, are all encoded from the DNA and all orchestrated at very complex levels. And so it's a system upon system upon system of complexity that even gets us to a single simple cell. And so from the DNA to even a single living cell is just, it's an amazing, amazing complex world. And I look at that and I think it is the fingerprint of God. It's one of those signs. As a Christian, again, we looked at the Christian scriptures, which the Apostle Paul, in a letter to the Romans, talks about how wherever we look in all of creation, since the very beginning of time, there is more than enough evidence to lead people to a belief in God. And not just a belief in God, but to tell us what God is like, that he is powerful, and what his divine nature is like. And so Paul goes on to say, so everyone is without excuse for believing in God, because it's everywhere we look. So whether we're looking at the stars, or the trees, or the inside of a cell, at the DNA molecules, that evidence is just phenomenal.